It's our pleasure now to welcome from Rivers of Steel, Brianna Horan here with us. Good morning. Is it? Did I get your last name correct, Brianna?
You sure did, Larry. It rhymes with Warren.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being with us. And for those who may not know, can you talk a little bit about what Rivers of Steel generally does and its mission?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Larry. And Rivers of Steel is a nonprofit located in Homestead. And we are, the organization started about 30 years ago after the collapse of the steel industry in Pittsburgh. And it was started with the aim of preserving the heritage of the workers and the communities and the people that really fueled that big steel industry. And over the years, we have done a lot of great things like preserving the Cary Blast Furnaces, National Historic Landmark. And we've also, we're known for our arts and educational programming. And heritage tourism is another way that we work to stoke economic development in the greater Pittsburgh region. We oversee an 8-county national heritage area that those counties are unified by their contributions to the big steel industry in the Pittsburgh area. And so heritage tourism and the tours like Pittsburgh 101 are ways that we highlight and showcase the region and also aim to stoke economic development.
Now, Pittsburgh 101 brings the return of the Explorer riverboat to, in this case, I would imagine, the Monongahela River. Can you tell us a little bit about the tours?
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right that the Explorer riverboat is back on the water. A lot of people are familiar with that boat from the really stellar award-winning educational program of formerly RiverQuest and now Rivers of Steel is offering environmental science on the three rivers along with Bridges of Pittsburgh and this new tour, Pittsburgh 101, an intro to innovation. And that's a public sightseeing tour that actually we travel on all three rivers. Our dock is on the Ohio River right next to the Carnegie Science Center. So we sail on all three rivers to tell the story of the city's legacy of innovation and reinvention. A lot of people are talking about Pittsburgh being the next Silicon Valley and being, we see the self-driving cars on our streets, and it's clear that this is a place of high technology, but there's also a longer story to tell over the past 250 years, and it's really inspiring to learn about the people who have who've left their mark here over the years. And so by sailing on all three rivers, we have three focuses during the Pittsburgh 101 sightseeing cruise. And on the Ohio River, we talk about the landscape and the wealth of natural resources in the area and that challenging hilly topography that we're all familiar with. Then we turn around and head up the Allegheny River. And there are so many beautiful sights to be had on all three rivers, but that's really a great showcase of the skyline and an opportunity for us to talk about the people and their big ideas that came to Pittsburgh. A lot of firsts happened here, and a lot of really global impact projects got their start in Pittsburgh. And then we turn back down around the point and head up the Monongahela River. And that's where those two things, the landscape and natural resources, along with the people and their ideas, come together on the Monongahela, where we talk about technology and how the city has reinvented itself over and over again, from colonial days to the Industrial Revolution and to today. So like your crossword puzzle word, people find a lot of unexpected things out about Pittsburgh that they didn't know before.
Well, how can people get more information or work to arrange a voyage with Rivers of Steel?
Riversofsteel.com is a great place to start. You can always give us a call or send us an email there. And our tours, the Pittsburgh 101 tours, are open to the public. And they sail on Thursdays and Fridays at 3:30 and 6:30 p.m. That 6:30 tour is one of my favorites because it's right during that sunset hour and you get beautiful, colorful light dancing on the skyline. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, we sail at 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. And you can bring along a picnic lunch or a bite to eat for dinner on the tour. There's lots of space on the boat. It has two decks. It has accessible entrances, and there's an elevator between the floors as well. So you can enjoy the sun on the promenade deck in the back. There's a lot of space there to take in the tour. There's also a very spacious interior that's climate controlled. So we sail rain or shine, and sometimes it's neat to see the moody atmosphere behind the skyline if there's a storm out there. So it can be fun in all weather.
I'll bet. Well, Brianna, thank you for being here to talk about this and the PGH 101 or Pittsburgh 101 tour. Sounds like a lot of fun. Riversofsteel.com is where to go for more details. Thanks for being with us today.
It's my pleasure, Larry. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope that we see you and your listeners out on the water soon.